Shyamala can treat his friends, that she should be a special schus. And in a bracha basa das Esther, and for Frank and Rus, Rivigal Meir ben Gloria, Rus Victoria Bastila Rovida, Naftali Osmanzina Rezo, Bracha Batsav Chom Seiden, Nachagita Vasu Prem Svi, Bracha Lelban Eleha. Continue our series of Shi'ulim in the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Hagoyin Hagadol, Muflag v'Muflag, Rav Tzion HaKohen Kan, in the Or HaSamech, in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, the Divrei Ma'aseh Lo'id Neri, he writes that according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Lo Yarvin, that talks about Lo Yarvin Lo Nashin, that a king is not allowed to have too many wives, so Rav Yehuda, who normally doesn't darish in time of the Kra, he doesn't expound from the reason halachas from the reason of the pasuk. He's made over here, since the time is mefurish lahedya, i.e., that Lo Yasur, in other words, they shouldn't make his heart deviate from Hashem. So normally he doesn't dash in time of the Kra. He doesn't expound the reason for the mitzvah on his own. But here he does, because the Torah tells you. Why Lo Yikach? Why shouldn't you take too many wives? Because they're going to sway him from serving Hashem. So if there are good women who aren't going to sway him from serving Hashem, then he's allowed to take them. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon normally holds Darshin in time of the Kra. Ibazoi, what do you need Lo Yasser for? We could figure it out on our own. That he shouldn't take too many wives because they're going to sway him from serving Hashem. So why do we need the Pasuk to tell us if you're a Darshin in time of the Kra person? So the answer is, the Pasuk is telling us, Lo Yarbe, that here we don't dash. Here, even an enemy serious, even if they're not going to sway his heart from serving Hashem, and to tell you that even one wife who's going to, so he's not allowed to be Marbe, even in Lo Mesiros. That's what the Riboy is coming to tell you. Again, normally you wouldn't have to say the reason. We figured out on our own. The reason it says the reason is to tell you a chiddush. And the chiddush is that lo yarv is a few enem mesiros. Lo yarv applies, you know, to my deep, they don't sway. And when it says lo yasur, it's telling you a chiddush. Even one wife who causes him to sway his heart from Hashem is asur. So what kumtais from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that if the time is mefurish in a pasuk, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, we darish in time of the Kra, and according to Rabbi Shimon, then normally we darish in time of the Kra, or it's mefurish in a pasuk, we don't darish in time of the Kra. And if we say here, afilu enin meisiros, and according to this, by Chometz, where it says, Shivas yamim sori yamatze bivateichem, ki kol oichal mechmetzis v'nichritza, so it's mefurish in the pasuk what the reason is. What's the reason? You're not allowed to have Chometz, lest you come to eat it. So, according to this, Rabbi Yehuda, who would hold Darshin in time of the Kra. And why do you have an Isser Ba Yeraya? Shelo Yavo Lo Ochlo, so you don't come to eat it. That's talk of the reason of Ba Yeraya. According to Rabbi Shimon, that normally we Darshin in time of the Kra. Here it's Mefurish in the Pasuk what the reason is. I.e., Kikol Ocho Chametz, you shouldn't eat it. Kikol Ocho Machametz is Venichrasa. So why then does it write the reason? Tell you that lo darshinan, and therefore even if the time isn't shayach, you're still going to be over on bal yirah, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, ad kan divrei Or Sameach b'toisefes biul ktsas. And according to the Or Sameach, we could be miyashiv b'kashie of the shagis aliyeh in simin pei aleph, and that Tosis writes in Pesachim. Daf Hei Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaaseh Lo'ayim Meinim Mitoch, that even though we require Tzarech Ktzas, Hacha Mashim Avar Havi Tzarech Ktzas. In other words, the Gemara says that you know that Rabbi Akiva holds that Ein Bi'ur Chametz Ela B'Sreifa, because he says that Bi'ur Chametz has to be done in Erev Pesach, not in Pesach itself. So one of the things you learn from that is that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of Mitoch. So if you hold of Mitoch, you'd be allowed to burn the Chametz. Mitoch Shulchur L'Tzarech U'Chanami Shelo L'Tzarech. Be allowed to burn the Chametz. But it's important to note, says Tosfos, that it's not just enough Shelo L'Tzarech, it has to be Tzarech Ktzas. And here, when you're burning the chametz, it's considered tzarech ktsas. Why is it tzarech ktsas? So that you're not over on Bal Yeruah. Ayin shem b'divrei HaTosfos. So this is difficult based on what we see in Psachim and Avtzadeh Yamar Aleph. The Bal Yeruah is a lavanita glesei. And Tosfos writes in Psachim 29b. Sof Divrei HaMaaseh Ravashi Yomar, that even mechatchila, it's mutter to be mashe chometz al menas levaro. Why? Since it's a lavanita glesei. Bal Yeruah is a lavanita glesei. And therefore, mechatchila, it's mutter lahashus as a chometz al menas levaro in order to burn it, because that's a lav that's fixed by the assay of burning it. So, if this is true, then it's not Tzarech Ktzas anymore. Because it's Mutter Lechatchila Lahashar Samanas Levar B'chol HaMoed. Since Rabbi Akiva is talking about the first day of Pesach. So why? How can Tosfos say, no. Here it's Tzarech Ktzas, not to be over in Bal Yeruah. No, if you're planning to burn it, it's not Tzarech Ktzas at all. So how then can Gemara say that you see from here that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of Mitoch? Mitoch Shetzur Tzarech U'Chana Mishelo L'Tzarech. Since you're allowed to do the Malacha L'Tzarech, you're also allowed to do Shelo L'Tzarech. And Tosfos says, not shalot tzarech legamri, a little bit of a tzarech. Toch shalot tzarech, chut shalot nami, for not that much of a tzarech. Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold it out with that. Otherwise, Rabbi Akiva would allow you to burn it. So that's the shagasari, no, he wouldn't. Even if he holds of mitoch, there's still no reason to burn it, there's no tzarech at all. Because you can leave it until chol hamoed. Even the chatchila. Because since it's a navanitic glasa, you're allowed to leave, and says Tosfos, even the chatchila, you're allowed to be masha al menas levar, you're allowed to leave it in order to burn. So how can Gemara say that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold a mitoch? Maybe he does hold a mitoch. Here there's just no tzarech at all. So says Marein of Rabbeinu Agoin Zatzal as follows. In the Tshuva Shagas Aryeh in Siman Pei Beis, he writes that the essay of Tashbisu is not Noeg B'Nashim. Why not? Because the Mitzvah's essay Shazman Grom, it's a time-bound mitzvah. Through Tashbisu, an Erev Pesach, or some say during Pesach. A lot of Mar Makomas about this. Makor Chaim Siman Tov Lamed Aleph. Tam HaMelech Perak Aleph Mechom Mitzvah Tzalach Hagim Tshuva Zichron Yitzchak. Siman Lamed Tes, Shol Meshiv Madura. Tinyana Chelik Beis, Simen Ches, Imre Bina Dine Chomet, Simen Gimel. Var Moshe Chelik Beis, Tez Zayin, Tshuvas Tiroi Shvi Yitzol, B'Simen Yer Aleph, Tshuvas Shem Aryeh Yoredeh, Simen Aleph. If so, it's difficult. How is Bal Yeruah a lav in it a glass say? I the lav is kolo more than the essay. And according to the Rambam, Perish Mishnah is Perak Aleph, the Tumor and the Yad, Hilchos Tumura 1:1, when the lav is kolo more than the essay, it's lav not lav nitik l'essay. So writes Rashi in Tumura, and Daf Dalet, Taisis in Yuma, 36b. So here the lav includes women. The lav of Baal Yerah includes women. And the mice of Tashbis, so women are pater. So how can you say it's a lav anitik l'essay? How can you say that Baal Yerah is a lav anitik l'essay? I, the lav, is kotel more than the essay. Why is the lav kola more than the essay? Because the lav is on women and the essay is not. Ad kan kushyaso hagadola shel hashagas ha'ariyah. However, the Purim Megadim in the Sefer Tevas Goyman, Parshas Bo writes that if a woman is mitzvah be'esay to tashbisu, it's taka machlekes. According to the Ran and the Rashbitz, the Baal Yerah, that you might come to eat it like we spoke about at length in the previous shir. So a woman's also a mitzvah in the essay of Tashbisa. Because there's also a chash that woman's going to eat chametz. Mandar megzeres hakasuv, Baal Yerah megzeres hakasuv. We can say a woman is pater from Tashbisa. Because it's a mitzvah essay, she's man grama. But if you hold like the Ran and the Rashbitz, then she'll be obligated in Baal Yerah, in Tashbisa, so that she doesn't come to eat it. So if so, according to the Ol Sameach, that by Baal Yerah, where the time is mefurish, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we do darshan in time of the Krah, and according to Rabbi Shimon, we don't darshan in the time of the Krah. Like we said before, that Baal Yerah, the time is mefurish. So, male, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we will darshan the reason. And according to Rav Shimon, we won't darshan the reason. Like we saw in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Chafalaf on the base. The Rav Shimon normally holds darshan in time of the krav, but not if the reason is explicit. He holds lo darshan in time of the krav. But if there's a reason, and we darshan, and we expound halachas from the reason given. Now, the essay of Tashbisu is also mefurish tambakra. It says, Ach b'yom arishin tashbisu sormi b'techem kikolach l'chomitz v'nichrasa. And look in the Torah, Moshe, the Chasim Sofer, and Parashas, Bo'i Bazoi. B'zeshe mefurash hatam. Since we see that the reason is mefurish in the pasuk, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to dash in time of the krah. And what's tashbisu for? So you don't come to eat it. And if that's true, then women are chayavas in tashbisu, like the Tevas Gomer writes. And the lav of Baal Yerah is not going to be a lav that's koilal more than the essay. And it's taka going to be a lav in it the glasay, because women are going to be chayavas. And according to Rabbi Shimon, that normally we dash in time of the krah. But here, that before shatam, we don't dash in time of the krah. Tashbisu is agzeras hakosuf. Not Shema Yavalachla. And women are going to be part of from Tashbisu because the mitzvah is man grama. And Baal Yerah is not a lav in itikal essay because the lav is colored more than the essay. So according to this, Farenfil Tekashe of the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh had asked that it's not, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not Tzarech Ktsas to leave it because you're allowed to leave it lechatchila, to burn it on Chol HaMoed. There's no tzarech at all here. Because in Pesachim, it's 95a, that it says, Baal Yerah is a lav in itik l'essay. It says that Baal Yerah is a lav in itik l'essay. That Gemara is how, based on how we paskin the halacha. L'shelo darshin on time of the krah, like it says in the Chavis Yor 139, that the halacha is like the man di amar lo darshin on time of the krah. See in the Chasim Sofer and Arachayim Kufches Yor Deresh Nundali Shudra Matz Arachayim Yudalat and Chafen Chaschinuch Mitzvotasa. And if so, where the reason is mefurish, so darshin and time of the krah. So it will come out, according to the Gemara and Tzadi Hei, that here we were darshin time of the krah. Because the Tam is Mefurish. Only if the Tam is a Mefurish, lo Darshina. But if it's Mefurish, Darshina. And therefore, why do we have Tashbisu? So you don't come to eat it. And if that's the case, then women are Chayav as Besei to Tashbisu. And then Baal Yerah is not going to be a lav that includes more than the essay. And therefore, Baal Yerah is taka going to be a lav in the essay. Because the lav is included more than the essay, women are Chayavas in Tashbisu, because it's Shem Yavalochla. And so Tosis in Pesachim on 29b is also la halacha. The Baal Yerah is a lav in itik l'asei. And therefore, Tosis is correct when they said that if you're Masha Chomitz Amas Levar, ain't no ever alav. But remember that Pesachim Ha'amid Beis is referring to Shittas, is dealing with Shittas Rabbi Akiva. And we already saw in a previous shiur from the Tshuvas of the Maharsham in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis, who proves from Rosh Hashanah 16 and Bava Kama 67b that Rebbe Kiva holds Darshina time of the Kra, the Alma. Rebbe Akiva holds that we do Darshin time of the Kra. Oy bazoi b'tashbisu, that the time is mefurash ad rabo. Rabbi Akiva held lo darshin in time of the kol. V'shuv tashbisu gzeras hakosuf. And it's not shema yavolachla. And if so, women are potter from tashbisu v'didei. And Baal Yerah is alav hakolel yoser me'asei. And it's not a lav in itik l'asei, Rabbi Akiva l'shitasei. Here the shitas is not a lav in itik l'asei, because tashbisu is shema yavalachla. Because tashbisu, excuse me, is gzeres hakasuv. Normally we dash in time of the crow, but here you don't dash in time of the crow, because the time is mefurish. In the meila, if you don't dash in time of the crow, women are pater from tashbisu, because the mitzvah is man grama. And if so, it's not a lav in itik l'asei, because the lav is kol yaser me'asei, because the asei doesn't include women. And come to us that according to Rabbi Akiva, if you're manshecha mitzah menas levaro, it's aser, because it's not in lav in itik l'asei. So to burn it is taka tzarech k'tzas. So Rabbi proved correctly from Rabbi Akiva the shitasa, that he holds that we don't say mitoch shishol etzarech, but shanami shalol etzarech. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, in this case, if he would hold mitoch, then he would say here it's mutter. Because it's tzarech k'tzas, to prevent being over on Baal Yerah. You'd be allowed to burn it on Yantif. Don't tell me it's a lav in itik l'asei, because according to Rabbi Akiva, and you're allowed to be masha al menas levar, you're not allowed according to Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not a lav in itik l'asei, because the lav is kol yotzei me'asei, because the asei doesn't include women. So that's like worth $25 million. And with this, faren for doichet, the kasha of the astrovts are gone. We already had three delicious, unbelievable shiurim, and the kasha of the astrovts are gone. What a gain adi or gain oilam. So, unfortunately, over the years, we have not learned enough of his Torah. We should really rectify that. Akopanim yestrovtsa gain, in his Sefer Meir Einei Chachamim, asks, how can the Gemara say that Rav is learning from Rabbi Akiva? Ein bi yorchometz el esreifa. Bi yorchometz has to be with sreifa. It's not because you can't, otherwise you could do it on Yantif. And the fact that he says, no, you can't burn it on Yantif. So it must mean that he holds that the chomitz has to be burned. But ma pitom, that chomitz has to be burned, we asked. Bir chomitz is learned from Vanin, from Neusser. And we see in the Gemara that Neusser is a... That's just like, you're not allowed to leave over Neusser and you have to burn it. So to chometz, you have to burn it. But according to the Gemara, according to Beis Shammai, chometz is a larger shear than Soor. Some chometz is about kakosevis and Soor is bekizayis. So I get that Soor you can learn from Neusser, but not chometz, because chometz is a bigger shear. So how can you learn that you have to burn chometz? Chometz is more kal than Neusser, because it allows for a bigger shear. Till you're chayiv. Smapaton ain't be your chametz el esreifa. Chametz can't be derived from nicer, they have to burn it. Azoyat geflekt bekitzel the astrov tzagon. And again, you can listen to the other shiurim that we had recently and We were mafli the Torah, Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, based on the ganagainas of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Rabbi Ben Tzion Zitzel. So now with this, can oichit enfer in the kashya from the astrotz going. But Vosok Beishamai, Beishamai says, from where do we know that chametz is a larger shear than Seor? Because write chametz and you don't need Seor. And you learn Seor Kal v'chomer from chametz. Ah, what do you mean you learn? And therefore, it's, he says, it must be from the fact that I wrote both. Shear shall zeh, lok shear shall zeh, chametz, bekak v'sevetz, Seor k'zayetz. Avel frekt, del p'nei Yeshua, and del tzlach. Ah, yein oin shem min adin. Now that we manage from a kavu chomer. So what do you mean? Write chomets and learn Seor from chomets. Ma pitom ein onchim en adin. So we have to say, like the Shagas Aliyah's Teretz, that we mentioned earlier in a different shir, Simen Pei, that belavach hi bal yorayim loikim. There's no malchus anyway in bal yoroy, because alav initik lasse. And if so, Beishameh holds, that Bal Yoroi is a lav nitik lase in Ein Lokin. And therefore they say, if anyway Ein Lokin, so just learn Seor from Chometz. But Rebbe Akiva holds, as we saw, that Bal Yoroi is not a lav nitik lase. Why is Bal Yoroi not a lav nitik lase, sweet friends? Not a lav nitik lase because the essay is called more than the lav. The lav is called more than the essay. Because the lav is everybody, and the essay doesn't include women. So it's not a lavanitic essay. And if that's true, then there is a punishment. There is malchus. If there is malchus, you have to write Seor and chametz. You can't just learn Seor kal v'chomer from chametz. Zeinon shemen adim. And therefore, since both have to be written, you can't learn from the fact that both are written at shir shel zeh lo k'shir shel zeh. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, chametz is going to be because zayis. Not Bekakwe Seves. So therefore, Rava proved correctly from Rabbi Akiva, the Shitaso, that Ein Bir Chametz El Esreifa, that Bir Chametz has to be Esreifa. And don't tell me, no, you can't say Chametz is Esreifa, because Chametz can't be derived from Neisser, because Chametz is a larger shear than Neisser. Not according to Rabbi Akiva, it ain't. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's the same shear. Chametz is also the kezayis. The only way you got to the fact that it's a different shear is because you were going with the tzigam of Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai holds that the Ba'yirah is a love and it's a blessing. There's no malchus, so the no malchus don't write Seor. So you can learn Seor from Chametz, because anyway there's no onish. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that it's not a love and it's a blessing, so Reinon Shem and Adin, therefore you have to write Seor. And if you have to write Seor, you can't say that it's miyutar, that you can learn Shir Shal Zelok, Shir Shal Zeh. Turns out Chametz is also a kezayis, and the Mele can be learned from Neisar, that you have to burn it. So this is just an incredible mahalif of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Agoyin Zatzal. Nocham al tzu enfil and dekashia from the Astrov tzu Goyin. And he concludes, this is a letter he wrote to, as we saw in the first year, to an avreich, a very choshev avreich, in Lugano, in Switzerland. Beautiful Lugano. Named Simcha Bunim Schreiber. And the supik, if it's the same Simcha Bunim Schreiber or today's one of the Gedolei Rosh Hashivas in Eretz Yisrael, maybe it's the same one. At the time he was a very young man, but he's also a tremendous Gaon. He's written a few dozen, maybe three dozen Svarim, almost real Lamdish Svarim. In any event, so Rabbi Ben Sion concludes his letter, and he writes, V'yesh li od harbe he'ovois be'inyin zeh. Yesh li harbe ma lomar, harbe ma la'ir. I have a lot what to comment. I don't want to be married too much. I don't want to write for too long. So therefore now, I will let my pen rest. I am your friend. I seek out your peace. Your good peace. Shalom Taraso and the Shalom of your Torah, Umod Esnach, and I'll be so happy. If you write some comments on what I said, and I am signing off with the Baruch of the Torah, And those who learn the Torah have kotan, and then he writes his name. Wow, without a rabbi, without anything. And Amisha Gaon Olam, like I mentioned in the previous year, that we're dealing with a Yid who, Alts Bocher, they say, knew Kol Kisvei Rabbi Yosef Engel Baal Peh. So that in order to know that, you also have to know Shas, right? Because Rabbi Yosef Engel is all over Shas. But to know Rabbi Yosef Engel, and many other Sfarim he knew also. We already have a sefer that he wrote as a Bocher. A tremendous sefer that I once purchased and unfortunately now is missing. But it's available on Hebrew books, but it's not the same. Akopanim, that's the, this was the first simon we learned together, the Siyata Dishmaya of the Avnei Tzion in the second volume. And fortunately for us, Hodu Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lo'olam Chasdoi, in this sefer, there are a nice, juicy 78 simanim. But again, each siman is juicy. It's not like they're short simanim. So that would give us a few hundred more shiurim. And then there's also volume 1 and 3. So volume 4. This came out after his p'tira, if I'm not mistaken. Akopanim, so if you want more of this Torah, please stay tuned. V'hatvorim misamche lev u'me'irei einayim. V'hoidu la'ashem ki tov, they were able to learn together. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.